Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango, and sponsored by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, fashion, cooking, outdoor living, and so much more. Now, let's bring on the hosts. Here's Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango.
Well, hello and good morning and welcome back to Home Sweet Home. We're happy to be here today. And as usual, we have a lot of subjects to cover and a lot of information for you. I'm Leslie Lovell, your host. And good morning, Eva Mango.
Good morning.
Our co-host.
Top of the day, everybody.
Yay. And we are a show about interior design, fashion, cooking, outdoor living, current events, what's happening in Las Vegas entertainment-wise. You name it, we're going to talk about it. And we're happy to share our stories with you and some of our experiences. Eva, you wanted to start with what subject? Social media? Or you want to start with something that about the show?
We could start with a few questions that are pretty interesting.
Okay.
There's a woman, she's an accountant in a small company, and she was recently acquired by a much larger firm, and it became clear to her that she was having a hard time advancing in the new organization unless she goes back to school and gets a bachelor degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was contemplating going back into school, and after considering enrolling in some online universities and such, she was wondering if, you know, if her employer would be willing to offer tuition reimbursement as a standard benefit. And so she went to her manager, and as it turns out, you know, there was a program that was offered with the company. As it, you know, statistics say that if you have a bachelor's degree, and, you know, you can earn at least 20% more money.
Good.
But the difficulty is with a lot of students that are just now graduating, they're having a hard time with the economy, just getting, just finding places to get them going. And then there's others that have been working into positions for many years that have a hard time moving up, you know, in the career path because they don't have the necessary degree. So,
right.
Reimbursement is one thing that, you know, because the expenses of college are so expensive.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's worthwhile to check with your HR people and talk to your supervisor to see if there's any type of college tuition reimbursement. Also, you know, with companies are struggling because of the you know, keeping an eye on costs and such. So, you know, they may have had one, or it may be minimum, but even minimum of $3,000 per year is helpful for someone trying to pay for college.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, online courses now are a big thing, right?
Yeah, online university. I actually did all of my undergraduate work online at University of Phoenix, and it's been tremendous. Of course, I have, you know, over 30 years at working as a professional in industry, but the college education has been great for me online because I did travel a lot, and it was, you
hard
know,
to go to a place, a school per se.
Yeah, sitting in a classroom was hard. Yeah. So for, you know, working professionals trying to finish up their degree programs, it makes sense to do online, but it is quite expensive. You know, the classes are about, you know, when I first started was, you know, like 9 years ago, and the classes at that time were about $1,300
wow.
per course, and each course is like 5 weeks with three credits, and now I think it's up to, you know, $1,700 or $1,800 per course,
wow.
and you got three credits for 5 weeks, so every class is five
That's
weeks.
That's expensive.
But, you know, if you're talking about, you know, starting from scratch, it's a long haul, and you you know, when you're working, it makes it hard. So, and a lot of people are trying to finish up their degrees so that they can be more marketable, and you know, just having,
especially in this economy, right? You have to really be marketable.
Having a current degree is really important. So for me, online university was the way to go. Now they have, you know, wonderful a lot of online universities that master's programs and such that, you know, if you want to continue to move up in the corporate ladder, I don't know that there's, you know, there's a lot of opportunity right now for college, you know, graduates. So they might want to pursue getting a a master's degree or something.
Yeah, and just if we think about all the kids graduating every year, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of them all over the country, and here we come again on June when a lot of them are going to be graduating, and we want to know where we can put these kids, with that good education they spent 4 years doing, and costing them these student loans. I know my niece went to Sarah Lawrence and graduated a couple of years ago. She is working full-time, thank God. But her tuition was, oh, my goodness, it was insane. Yeah. And she's got college loans that are kind of scary. Yeah. But these kids, the only way they can go to a really good school is if they take out these college loans and try to get them paid back,
Well, then there's the folks that are out there that are looking for work and haven't been able to find work.
Right.
That have, some of them have, tremendous experience and background. And there's 5 ways to get unstuck on a career path.
Oh, tell us about that.
That I learned about, which, one way is that to get a bigger job, think about jumping to another industry that creates lots of jobs, such as like Facebook, for example.
Yeah, right.
And, I know that some of the technology companies look for younger graduates, but, baby boomers with experience coming in with recent graduate experience are high candidates as well.
Yes.
And also, think about getting your passport.
Really?
Overseas experiences is a must for advancement for many companies now. They're expanding globally, and some are getting some, good jobs out there, white-collar jobs. But, for a higher rank, you might want to consider getting your passport port updated and looking over there. And then also, think small. Startups and other small enterprises tend to have less rigid hierarchies than bigger companies, and so they care far less about seniority. So if you're in a baby boomer situation and you are stuck, you might want to think small instead of thinking big. A lot of us baby boomers, we've worked with big corporations all of our life. For example, I work with NASA and, all the major defense companies over the last several years, and also as a professional consultant with some of the major companies. So it's hard to think small when you're used to being in a big environment, working in a big environment, but that might be something that we just need to switch gears a little bit.
Right.
And then also think about getting a mentor, whether you stay in your current company or go elsewhere. Or you need someone higher up, who will coach you and give you the political, subtleties
advice,
that you need
to
learn about the organization, and maybe even talk up your achievements to people who have the power to promote you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, it helps to speak up about yourself to others.
Oh, yeah. Networking.
They don't know what you don't
important.
Tell them. And,
that's right.
You need to make sure that people are aware of what your background and, contributions
networking
are.
Networking is so important in this world. You have to get out there and talk to people. Otherwise,
networking is another good way to go. The other thing is find a mess that you can fix. Like, there are, lots of companies out there that have, processes and stuff that have been neglected, or they need, cleaning up in their departments, such as a recent position that I had taken here in Nevada for a few years, where I was the purchasing manager of a small business, and they had a really messed up purchasing department. It was really dysfunctional, and so I actually went in there and I created, master file plans and purchasing protocols and processes, and trained buyers, and came up with some innovative ways to process procurements.
Cool.
And unfortunately, I was laid off because of downsizing on the contract, but those things you have to face. But preferably find a mess that you can fix and be willing to solve the the problem, and stick with it, and keeping your boss. These are things that I'm talking about that keep you up at night, or keep the bosses up awake at night. They're worrying or about how to tackle it. That it's a proven way to become visible and very promotable. So those are really some five good points tips. That you can yeah. can good tips. Do to get yourself
Well, we always
unstuck.
Think inside the box, and being a designer, I don't naturally think inside the box, but you have to go outside your comfort zone sometimes, which is really hard to do when you're used to doing things a certain way and approaching things a certain way. But I want to give some call-in numbers if you want to talk about it. We're at 731-1230 or out-of-towners 866-820. Where are we here? 5528. So please call in if you have something to say.
Well, I'd like to have a question. If you know, I'd like to ask the audience a question.
Sure,
the listeners.
Go ahead.
You know, it would be good if we can hear from you to call in and let us know if there's anything digitally that you've done in the past at work that maybe has caused you some embarrassment, or you know, a lesson that you've learned because of that. That's a good topic, and you know, lots of people need to be careful about what kind of communication they're sending out. You know, in the office, and so let us know. You know, what are your digital experiences? So that would be something that I would be really super excited to hear about. So give us a call.
Yeah, and we just want to tell you that we're a KLB Talk Radio, so it's the place to talk. So call in and talk. We'd love to hear from you.
Our number is 731-1230 for Las Vegas, and then 800-866-820-5528.
Yeah,
for outside of the area.
So we have our sunset contest, which is over this week. If you have not sent in your picture of your favorite sunset and you are an amateur photographer, we're going to probably make a judgment in a few more days here on the winner. And the winner will receive a Williams Sonoma barbecue gift basket, which is a really nice gift. So if you haven't sent in your photos, it's time to do that now.
And you got to send it to the email address.
Give them the email address.
radio.1@gmail.com. Then there's a link also on the Facebook webpage for this. And actually, we started the contest April 30th.
Right.
So, you know, we do have some really good submittals so far.
We do.
And we're excited to get some more, but
I'd like to see a lot more.
Coming to an end. We'll have to start a new contest next, Leslie.
Well, I know. We'll have to come up with like a cute pet, or I don't know. We'll think of something where people can call in or write in and talk to us about their pets. I think that's a fun one always.
Well, what we'll do is we'll post the winner on Facebook.
Yeah.
What is the address? The address for the Home Sweet Home photo contest is homesweethomeradio.1@gmail.com.
Yeah, and it's a lot to remember.
Also, you can send us, you know, you can upload the photo to Facebook as well, and we'll get it there at the Home Sweet Home Radio Show on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll see it on Facebook.
So either way.
Right. You know. And I'm just going to mention some really small announcement about Small Business Saturday, that I'm trying to create a group of people that are small business people that want to get together and promote small business. So if you have an interest in that, you can also email me at Facebook or LeslieALovell@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you regarding your small business, and maybe we can all get together and help each other do some local business and get our customers shopping with us again. So, Eva, you had a subject you want to talk about, right?
Well, remember the subject of tanning? We talked about tanning last week, and the lady with the tanning
thing that was going on
the dark skin and so forth.
Poor thing.
And then we talked about some of the benefits and the, you know, not so good features of tanning and what it does for the skin and so forth. But well, as far as tanning goes, Lindsay Lohan is in trouble again. She's there's a tanning salon that is going after her for not paying a judgment. It was for $40,000 for tanning.
I don't know how anybody
can spend $40,000 for tanning,
God.
But apparently
that's a hell of a
tan. It's been 9 months since the Nevada judge. It's also a salon in Nevada, unfortunately.
Wow.
And so Lindsay's been ordered to pay a $40,000 bill for tanning to the salon. And of course, she hasn't paid it yet, so she's in trouble.
Obviously, and she has not heard of the L'Oreal bronzer that you could buy for like $9.
The salon is trying to get to the matter and has moved to California so it can attach Lindsay's assets to satisfy the judgment. So, poor thing, she's in trouble again. And so, you know, the TMZ actually broke the story. you know, about apparently she racked this bill up in 2007, and here it is 2012. She's still having
so she's
trouble.
Not been tan since 2007.
I don't know. I haven't seen her lately. Have you?
It's a little crazy.
I haven't seen her lately, but
oh my god. Well, speaking of tans and beaches, this is a perfect lead-in. Sunday night, I went to the Beach Boys concert, and I got to tell you, oh my goodness, when they played "Wouldn't It Be Nice," I freaking lost it. I was jumping up and down like a teenager. Seth, my boyfriend, was looking at me like I was an alien. He's like, what is up with that?
alien?
I know. He's like, what is she going crazy for? But I got to tell you, the guys sounded amazing. They came out with a new album that they're releasing called That's Why God Made the Radio. Is that like a perfect song for the radio?
That is a good one.
For us? I mean, to use now and then? Anyway, who's... still with us is Mike Love, Al Jardine, Brian Wilson, David Marks, and Bruce Johnston. And they were all fabulous. And Brian Wilson, to watch him play the piano, I got to tell you, and sing, it was like being 18 again.
I always love the Beach Boys. Of course, I'm a California girl, so we used to sit on the beach and tan.
Remember? When
do
they
the
did
waves,
California,
listen to the Beach Boys.
I know. Remember when they did California Girls? They had this giant screen, and they had the waves rolling in, and girls in bikinis, and it was like, oh my god! I mean, it brought back so many memories of the beach. You know?
Yeah. Do we have any Beach Boys we could?
We
play
are.
A song?
We're gonna go to break for a few minutes, and Irma is gonna take us out with a Beach Boys song.
Oh, how fun!
So you're listening to Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango
at Home Sweet Home,
and we'll be right back.
Studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, @gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395.
This is Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango, hosts of Home Sweet Home. Listen to our show Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock Las Vegas time on KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be discussing interior design, fashion, cooking, your health, travel, outdoor living, and current events. We'll be hosting live guests from local Las Vegas businesses and entertainers. It's not just coffee talk.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
Welcome back to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, Leslie and Eva.
Hi, welcome back. You're at Home Sweet Home with Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango. And we were just talking about Toll House cookies for a minute. My fiance,
I love those things.
Oh, they're the bomb, baby.
Not good for your figure, though.
Yeah, who cares? I ate like four of them already, or five. But I made them over the weekend, and my boyfriend always says to me, "Why do you make cookies when you can buy them?" So, you know, I said, "Well, taste one of these, and then you tell me if you can go to the store and get a cookie that tastes like this." He goes, "Okay." So he tastes it, and he goes, "Oh yeah, these are really good." I'm like, "Oh yeah, they are really good." So this time, yeah, warm. Oh my gosh,
I like it too when they're warm.
Oh, I love
chocolate's
when they're warm.
All melted.
Aren't
and
they great?
And yummy.
And my dog likes them too. I only give him a little.
Ooh, chocolate snacks supposed to be good for dogs.
I know, but you got to give him a whole bunch. I already checked that out online. But I only gave him a little snippet. But P.S. This time I put crushed walnuts in it, but real fine. I used the Cuisinart for that. Mm-hmm. Like, I usually make them like a little chunky. Not this time. I really did them fine. So it's got like a little bit of a grainy texture. Yay. It worked out really good. Mm. And I heard there was another secret, like throwing in a little coffee. It's supposed
makes
to give it
more
like
chocolatey.
A coffee chocolate chip thing going on. I'm going to try a little next time.
It does
just
work.
A smidge.
Instant or?
No, just regular coffee.
You know what? Yeah. Regular coffee, if you put like, instead of using, milk or water in your cake mixes for chocolate cake, if you take a cup of coffee in lieu of the water and use like fresh brewed coffee,
really?
Preferably little, like, you know, a roasted, a real robust kind of a flavor.
Bean,
it makes the chocolate more chocolatey.
Love
I'm
it.
A cake connoisseur.
Love that.
If you love chocolate and you want to really bring out the flavor of chocolate in your cooking of your chocolate cakes
the
or cupcakes
coffee.
Or what have you,
that's a good idea.
I'm going to
try that next time. That sounds like a... You know,
that
I didn't even think of that.
Lemon.
Yeah, I will. They are so good. Well, anyway, I found, I am a huge fan of Jamie Oliver, and he's the Naked Chef. He's on BBC television right now. He used to be on the Food Network, and I watched him this morning at 5:30, believe it or not. He did this great chicken recipe, but I love this guy, and I wanted to talk about him a little. He's been cooking since he's a little kid. He grew up in a cafe with his parents, and... he started this show called The Food Revolution, and he went into schools in California and tried to get the schools.
Yeah, I saw some of those segments on the radio.
Wow.
They were really giving him a hard
on
time,
the TV.
Too.
They were intense, back. Intense, mm-hmm. intense. I mean, this guy, I could tell, you know, I would work for him in a minute. He's got, like, this huge heart, and he really, really wants to help children eat better, people eat better in general. And they just gave him so much trouble in California. They just didn't want him in the schools, and they had all this, you know, terrible food that they've been serving the kids. And I just, it broke my heart. But I do want to say that I follow his cookbooks, and I have one in front of me now called The Naked Chef by Jamie Oliver. It's one of his earlier ones, and it's a number one international bestseller, and there's a really easy recipe that we're going to scan for you and put on Facebook. It's a salad. It's so ridiculously simple that, I mean, I make it all the time, and people love it. And it only has three ingredients, really. It's baby spinach, fresh peas, and feta cheese. That's it, with a raspberry vinaigrette. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The salad is so delicious. And everybody always says, "What's in this salad?" It's nothing. It's like three ingredients. But I love him. I mean, this recipe is like this big. It's
what
that
kind
short.
Of lettuce do you use in
baby
that
spinach.
Salad? Just baby spinach.
That's it. No,
nothing else? Just
That's
baby
it.
Spinach?
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
And is it just cold or is it
cold?
Do you
with raspberry vinaigrette? And okay. You can buy the raspberry vinaigrette in a bottle. You don't even have to make it. I mean, it's, and I make it, my dad really likes it. I make it for him. He goes, oh, this is really good. The simplest salad I ever made. It's even easier than like the way we Italians make it. You know, we put the cucumber and the tomato and the lettuce and the olives and the, you don't have to do all that.
But do you know what I like about fresh spinach? It doesn't have that, I don't know, tart or bitter taste.
Right.
Is when you cook it, it seems like, you know, that bitterness comes out when you cook spinach.
But not fresh.
I mean, I love cooked spinach too as well, but
me too.
The fresh spinach, it's just really a nice,
it's awesome
crisp feeling.
Especially
it's
in the
refreshing.
Summer. I love to make salads a lot because it's so hot and you don't really feel like cooking anything. And if I do, it's usually outside because I hate the kitchen to be hot in the summer. You know, I just, it's brutal. Anyway, go ahead, Eva. Do your little
Unless
piece.
Unless you have a new wave oven. Do you have a new wave?
No.
I have one of those new wave ovens.
Do you use
and,
it?
You know, I'm not trying to do a commercial for new wave or anything. Right. But that little oven does wonderful work.
Does it?
And it doesn't heat the house up. And, you know, you can actually cook bacon in there. It doesn't smell the house.
Wow.
And you could, like, for busy working women, you know, if you have frozen chicken in the refrigerator or the freezer and you haven't had time to take it out or you forgot to the night before, you could take, like, a frozen fresh chicken breast, put that in that new way, put some, like, olive oil on there with a little seasoning, set the timer on there for, like, 20 minutes, and you've got fresh cooked chicken.
And it doesn't heat up the house and make it all
juicy and it's good. So I made the investment of buying one of those little ovens and I do not regret it. I actually do a lot of things in there. I bake and do everything in there.
You know what I bought over the weekend? A bread maker.
I
found one on sale, unbelievably priced. I mean, I had a coupon. I looked the sale. I mean, I got it under $80, and it's gorgeous. And I've been wanting one of those for years because I love to make really odd breads. Like, you know, there's this jalapeno cheese bread I want to make, and there's some really cool stuff to do in that oven. So I think we have a question.
We got a caller. Okay. All right. I love callers.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Errol. I'm calling from New Jersey, and I thought you'd like to know on that salad you just discussed, if you add a splash of olive oil, it makes it even better.
Wow. All right.
We love olive oil. We're Italian, so.
You go.
Fantastic.
I thought you'd like to know, just a splash of olive oil, and it really brings out the flavor of everything else.
Oh, good. I'll try that, Errol. Hey, how are things in New York today? How's the weather?
Oh, it's really very humid and very hot.
Yeah.
Not like the heat of Las Vegas.
I could tell.
We've got about 90 degrees, but the humidity is about 100. So
yeah, your accent is really there, babe.
Where are you from in New Jersey?
I'm from North Bergen, New Jersey.
Oh, North Bergen. That was where my father was from, North Bergen.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's between the George Washington Bridge and the Lincoln Tunnel.
Yep.
Well, actually, I was born in Hoboken. But I don't sound like a Hoboken girl anymore. So.
No, you don't. You sound like somebody from the West Coast.
Yeah,
yes,
so,
I do.
So, Errol, tell us, what's your favorite restaurant where you live?
My favorite restaurant where I live is my house.
So you're a good cook, then? You cook a lot?
I love watching the cooking shows, like
Me
you
too.
Said, Jamie Oliver and all those other people.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching Lydia. She's phenomenal.
Isn't she great?
I love
her, too. And you could always take her recipes and tweak it to whatever you like.
Yeah. How about Giada De Laurentiis? Do you like her?
She's all right. She does very good food, but I think it's a little bit more difficult in her cooking.
Yeah. Style. You know her braciole recipe that I love? I mean, I should post that online. It was the, you know, my family cooked that for years, the roll steak, you know, with the stuffing in it and put it in spaghetti sauce. Hers, I'll tell you, her recipe was really good for that. It was really, really good.
Okay.
So that's
well. I'll
that's
have to try it.
Yeah. So
the only thing is, she uses a lot of pots.
Yeah, she does.
That's one thing I don't care.
I know.
About.
I hate the cleanup, don't you?
Well, you know, I did try something of hers one time.
You did?
I was interested in learning how to do Italian ice,
right.
And so I had a lemon tree in my backyard in California. I actually had a couple, and these lemon trees, they used to produce these grapefruit-sized lemons in my backyard. They were just amazing. So I thought, well, okay, I'm going to try to make some lemon ice, and I followed her recipe. Other than all the sugar I had to put in there, it was amazing.
Was
it actually
it?
Did turn out.
That was
good.
Giada's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah, but you get a lemon rush. You get a sugar rush after that.
Yeah, sure do.
I was just saying on the radio, I just bought a bread maker. I've been wanting to buy one of those for years. Did you ever use one of those?
No, I never did. Okay. Never did. I go to the store and I point and they give me a loaf of bread. It's easier.
That's funny. Well, Errol, thanks so much for calling in, and have a happy weekend in New York and New Jersey.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay,
you're
dear.
Welcome.
Have a great day.
Keep listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was fun. Right. Anyways, yeah. So people love to cook out there, and they love to talk about food. I mean, we're such foodies. I mean, we all. Mm-hmm. So there we go. We could put some olive oil in the raspberry vinaigrette. Mm-hmm. We'll try that next time. See how that a little touch of olive oil. My dad calls it motor oil.
I love olive oil. I put olive oil in everything.
You know what though? It really matters if it's a good one. Mm-hmm. It does, because olive oils can be very interesting. I mean, if you go to wine country, they also have tasting of olive oils up there, and it's pretty interesting stuff.
I know that it does amazing things for any kind of meat or fish. It's
I have a book called amazing. The Healing Power of Olive Oil. I'll have to talk about it on one of the shows. I don't know the author's name in my head, but it says The Healing Powers of Olive Oil, and I've read a little bit of the book, but it's supposed to be, like, wonderful for so many things, so.
Well, you know, there's Italian women, they put it on their skin.
They do?
I have a great aunt that puts olive oil on her skin, and she has the most amazing wrinkle-free face ever.
We're buying the wrong skin products.
It's got something in it that just helps to create beautiful skin.
Yeah, since ancient Greek times. I guess they didn't have, moisturizers from Estee Lauder's in the ancient Greek times.
No.
So let's open the olive oil, see how that works for us. Yeah, well, the olive, you know, my grandmother lived out here with us before she passed for quite a few years, and there were olive trees on her property, and she would pick them, and then she would, you know, marinate them and dry them and all that stuff. Well, I used to think she was crazy. I'm like, Grandma, what are you doing? You could buy olives, you know, just like Seth said to me, you could buy cookies while you're doing that. She would do this olive thing that was delicious, but if you tasted them before she went through this whole process of the marinating and the drying.
They're horrible.
They were
bitter.
Poisonous. I mean, I thought they were poison. I said, are you sure these aren't poisonous? She's like, no. Yeah. These are regular olives, and, you know, they were really good.
Yeah. Well, in Southern California where I lived, we had my next door neighbor, of course, I had the lemon trees, and he had the olive tree in his front yard, and my daughter and her, the little girl next door, they used to go out. There was olives dropping from this tree like crazy, and they used to go out there and, you know, smash all the olives and make a big mess. But yeah, they're very bitter, and they
dark,
have to be
stainy.
Processed.
Yeah, and they use those giant nets when they fall from trees, I guess, on olive farms, and they fall in these big nets, and then they collect all these olives. It would kind of be interesting to go to one of those farms just to see how they process them for food, you know, because this olive tempanade is like a wonderful thing in a jar that you can buy. There's all different flavors. You can put it on your toast, you know, or you make a bruschetta with Italian bread or French bread. Yum, in the oven. That's really good. Mm. Anyway, go ahead, Eva.
Let's switch gears a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about some more entertainment, if you want.
Since
we're in Vegas and all this stuff. You remember Van Halen?
Sure.
Well, they performed in Las Vegas. It's the first time since 2007. And apparently there were some reviews that said that they were lacking in vocal quality.
Really?
According to one writer from the Las Vegas Sun.
That's
so
that's good.
Unfortunately.
Wow.
But the exciting thing is we have Santana coming into Las Vegas. He's
actually
a star tonight.
Cool.
And he's going to be doing his greatest hits live. And actually, I think it was yesterday, today, and tomorrow, he'll be at the Las Vegas performing for 40 years, and he's been, you know, an awesome performer. I just love him, and he has sold over 90 million records, and he's reached over 100 million fans at concerts worldwide. He's
Carlos
got 10 Grammys,
right?
Amazing. I think the concert tickets are probably pretty expensive. They range from anywhere from 80 some odd dollars to as much as $750, if you want,
really
front
close
row seats.
Yeah.
And such.
Well, that's how it is.
But
they're expensive, but you know, if you really love watching him, if I'll tell you one thing, if Barbara Streisand ever comes to town again, girl, I'll be the first one in line. I just love her. And I wanted to see her so badly the last time, and I couldn't get tickets.
She hasn't been doing very much as far as performance. But the other thing, did you watch Dancing with the Stars at all this last time?
I did.
Well, I was surprised to see who won. But
oh, yeah?
I really thought the beautiful blonde girl, Catherine.
The opera singer.
I really thought she was going to make
it. Yeah, she's so pretty.
You know, I was happy for the winner.
Yeah.
But anyway, Dancing with the Stars is actually coming to Las Vegas.
Is
and
it?
They're actually coming to the Tropicana. They're for a 12-week run.
Wow.
Here in Las Vegas. And it's going to be like an 80-minute live entertainment show that brings, you know, the excitement of the Dancing with the Stars on television. And the couple of the previous contestants that were on the show are going to be performing. I don't know if you remember.
I think Carson Kressley is going to be performing. I think I heard
Carson,
that.
Yeah, Carson
He's
Kressley.
A hoot. I love
Joey
him.
Fontaine.
Oh, really?
From, what is the name of
I
that
forgot.
Group? That boy band?
Yeah,
does anybody
I
remember?
The name.
If you remember the name of that group, please call us and tell us.
You
know, there's a couple of other really great entertainers on there.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, I'd like to play a song by Santana.
Yeah,
in
let's
tribute
take it
of,
out. Let's take it out.
His music, and it's one of my favorites. It's Maria.
Okay, Maria by Carlos Santana, and we're going to take it out. You're listening to Leslie Lovell, Eva Mango, Home Sweet Home, and we'll be back after Santana and a commercial.
Thanks. See you then.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB. Get a
here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately, as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395, Town Center Interior Design, for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
This is Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango, hosts of Home Sweet Home. Listen to our show Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock Las Vegas time on KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be discussing interior design, fashion, cooking, your health, travel, outdoor living, and current events. We'll be hosting live guests from local Las Vegas businesses and entertainers. It's not just coffee talk.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395. This is Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, Leslie and Eva.
Hi, we're back with Home Sweet Home. Leslie Lovell, your host, and Eva Mango, our co-host. And I got a couple of caller numbers. We had a caller this morning, which was really a lot of fun, from the East Coast.
New Jersey.
Jersey boy. We are locally 731-1230 in Las Vegas and out of towners 866-820-5528. So call in with any comments or questions you may have for us. I did find an article that I found very interesting. We all get this newspaper free in our mailboxes called The View. And I get the Summerlin South edition, because I live in Summerlin South, of course. And it's an article about Quiet Black Canyon River Trip. It just says that people come from throughout the world to visit Black Canyon, the 12-mile gorge of the Colorado River, running downstream from Hoover Dam to Willow Beach, Arizona. Yet, even though it is practically in our yards, many southern Nevadans have not even heard of it, let alone cruised its waters. So you can take kayak or canoe trips. And if you call Desert Adventures at 293-5026 or Desert River Outfitters at 928-754-5320, you can get yourself booked for one of these cruises. And it looks beautiful. I mean, I'm looking at a picture right now, and we'll get it on Facebook for you. And the lady that wrote this article is Deborah Wall, and she does an article on the outdoors for, I believe, The View newspaper. So again, it's Desert Adventures at locally 293-5026 and Desert River Outfitters 928-754-5320. And you can take this beautiful kayak tour along the Colorado River from Hoover Dam to Willow Beach. I've been to Willow Beach, by the way, picnicking, and it's really pretty. It's right on the Colorado River. It's a lot of fun.
Is the water rough? Do you have rapids?
Well, it might be on that trip.
Scared. Yeah.
It might be on the trip. And I'm sure if you call in to these companies, they'll let you know what it's like, you know, if you get in a kayak or a canoe. I mean, I'm sure it's not for the light of heart. I mean, it's going to have to be a little hardier person that, you know, can get on these kayaks and do this kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, because those kayaks, I've never been on one, but they look like they can tip over really easy. So
I know.
You gotta
really,
well,
doing. They teach you how to maneuver yourself in it, I'm sure. And I'm sure you have a life raft on.
Yep.
I would never go on a trip like that without a life jacket. So
I was used to belong to a ski club way back in the day, and we used to do these whitewater rafting trips.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
those.
And
I never did get to go on any of them because I couldn't afford it at the time, but they used to come back with some amazing pictures from the whitewater rafting
kind of scary
river trips. And It's just looks like a lot of fun, but
yeah,
I don't know.
It's a lot of fun
of all ages.
It could be rough because you know if there's rocks in the water.
Yeah.
I guess they teach you how to maneuver around those, but that's pretty scary to me. I mean, if you run into these big chunks of rock,
yeah,
eek. Anyway, Eva, you had something you want to talk about.
Well, I have a little something I'd like to talk about. It's creativity for a better life.
Okay,
and you know nowadays we have to listen to ourselves. We are distracted by, you know, the link between creativity and better mental health and physical health has actually been established by research that people that are happier and less anxious and more resilient and better equipped when, and also they're better able to face hardships and stress, you know, with the economy being the way it is. That stress can lead to all kinds of things, weight gain, elevated glucose levels, upper respiratory infections, heart disease.
Pretty scary.
You know, Confucius once said that if you choose a job you love, you will never work a day in your life. So that was some good advice, I think. And, you know, if you lack those things that you need fulfillment in, it actually creates, you know, an environment for you that's not so healthy.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to stay calm when you're, you know, stressed about finances, and you know we're still in a tough time, and hopefully we're going to be coming out of it mm-hmm. this year. I pray that we are. Mm-hmm. I see things getting slightly better. I mean, you know, I've been in business here forever, mm-hmm. and I got to tell you that 2009 was not a good year. And
well, there's some questions you can ask. You can ask for yourself. It's you know, are you giving back? Are you making a difference? Are you following your passion? Like you know, you Leslie, you follow mm-hmm. your passion.
Right.
Has work become an addiction? The creative path can be an unconventional one, so choosing it might sometimes be difficult. So some of the things that you can do to get there is shut out the noise. At some point, you know, stop blaming your friends and
sure.
and life circumstances, because that gets in the way of, you know, your development and your growth. Even if you have no support, the support that ultimately matters most is, you know, comes within you. And it also is important to believe in yourself and your vision by making a declaration of yourself to yourself and your intentions. You put at stake in the ground, you know, that it says making a statement out loud in front of the mirror. Sometimes it, you know, really does make a difference psychologically. Write down about your passions, you know, keep a journal, put it on a piece of paper, have your ideas and perceptions written down, and so that you can follow your dreams and your visions, and you know, gives you a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And writing them down is, you know, I've heard people say that over and over again. It's important to write your visions and goals down and such to get there. And the other thing too is, for me, continue to learn. Lifelong
right.
learning has been
Absolutely.
Something that I've continued to do my entire
Absolutely.
Life. Yeah.
Attainable goals are important. Sometimes people put goals down that are ridiculous. It's like,
yeah.
I want to, you know, live in the White House by next year. Well, okay, that's not going to happen. But, you know, put down things that can really happen.
Yeah.
Not things that, you know, are pie in the sky, ridiculous.
Right.
I mean,
also, you know, study things that you care about and, you know, developing in the area of your expertise.
Right.
Such as, you know, inside or outdoor, outside a formal classroom setting, you know, seek out teachers who are passionate about the subject. Like if you want to learn to do something new or cultivate something new that you're interested in, such as, you know, painting or, you know, crafting, or, you know, make it a sustained effort over time that you can master your interest. And then mm-hmm. also, you know, it's important to learn from our failure. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the most valuable lessons that you learn in life are based on failure. So we really need to define failure as, you know, as a society, in America, it's, you know, people tend to think of it as a negative thing, but in reality, we should learn from it.
It's
it
a
becomes
lesson.
You know, right. No one wants to fail, and you can't pursue passion and purpose without a great deal of trial and error. So it's important to experience the failures, because from failures you grow,
right?
And have fun, you know. Creativity, imagination, innovation usually find us during moments of play, and
mm-hmm.
take time off for those to recharge your energies.
Exactly.
And also practice listening to many different kinds of people and ideas. because, you know, more people are choosing their source of news by listening to those, such as our listeners out there. Thank you all for listening. And to Home Sweet Home on KLAV, 1230 AM. And, you know, it's just helpful to listen to others and get the other perspective, other points of view.
Right.
And experience the different cultures. You know, there's a lot of different cultures. You could do that by traveling or going to different places.
There's a lot of different ways you can do that. I mean, even doing little day trips from Las Vegas are interesting, you know, just to learn a little bit and, you know, pack a picnic lunch. It doesn't have to be extravagant. People think, you know, they have to spend a lot of money to learn new things. You really don't. I mean, there's tons of things you can do that that don't require you to be spending a lot of money to do them either.
Yeah. And finally, there's one last thing. Engage in self-reflection. And that means by, you know, you can establish a regular mindful practice of, you know, through meditation. Some people use that, or writing and journaling. You can, walking is good, yoga or other pursuits. If the passion for and the benefits of creativity are ageless, then we could all use that imagination and creativity to help us, you know, grow and continue to prosper. So
right.
So you first and foremost, you must be the creator of your own destiny and your imagination.
Absolutely.
So get out there and make it happen.
Go out there and make it happen. We're almost coming to the end of our show, but I did want to take at least one design question today from a lady who wrote in and said, I want to design my own area rug with the colors I like. How do I do this? There's a couple of companies out there that I deal with that are wholesale that will allow you to even draw what you want. So say you draw a picture of a flower that you love, or, you know, anything. It could be a violin. It could be anything you can dream up in your head. And just give me the paint colors that you think you want to see in the rug. Give me a rough drawing of it. And they have an artist at a couple of these companies that will actually do a drawing of what the rug would look like in your colors, which is awesome. And they do it by computer, so you get a computerized drawing, and then they do what's called a strike off, which is a square piece of the edge of a carpet, the end of a carpet, to show you what the colors will look like all woven together. I think it's awesome, and I've done this for a lot of clients of mine, so it's a great way to get a great terrific look in your house that's very unique and unique to you, because it means something. You can do it with logos, like say you have a family crest or a logo for a company or whatever you want to do, and just submit it, and they'll draft it up, put the color, plug in the colors, and there you go, you got your rug. I think the prices are great. They do them out of wool, but believe me, they're not scary. So anyway, we're coming down to the end of the show, and we are going to take the show out with some more Beach Boys today, but we want to thank you for listening. You're listening to Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango.
And it's not just coffee talk.